This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The voting is underway for the first phase of general elections. Polling is taking place in 102 parliamentary constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. Simultaneous voting is also taking place to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase today. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and left-wing extremism-affected areas. In the first phase, voting has been held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. They are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling has also been held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, and as well as BJP leaders Tamilasai Sundararajan and Jitin Prasad. Besides Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate has been sealed in the EVMs today. 1,63,000 polling stations have been set up for 16.63 crore voters in this phase. In this phase, over 14 lakh people aged more than 85 years and around 14 lakh persons with disabilities have been provided the option to vote from their homes. In Tamil Nadu, where polling is taking place for all 39 parliamentary constituencies in a single phase, voting is progressing at a brisk pace. 24% voting was recorded by 11 a.m. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, film star Rajnikanth, Ajit Kumar, Tamilasai Sundararajan and Annamalai are among the important personalities and celebrities who have already exercised their franchise. Here is the voter turnout in some of the other states till 11 a.m. In Uttarakhand, nearly 25%. In Arunachal Pradesh, over 19%. In Meghalaya, over 13%. In Uttar Pradesh, over 25%. In Maharashtra, more than 19%. And in West Bengal, over 33% voting has been recorded. Along with Lok Sabha elections, bipolls for one seat each in the legislative assemblies of Tamil Nadu and Tripura is also taking place today. In Tamil Nadu, voting has been held at Vilavankode Assembly constituency, while in Tripura, bipoll has been held for Ramnagar Assembly constituency. The filing of nominations will end today for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Yesterday, filing of nominations began for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. Simultaneously, notification was issued for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and first phase of assembly polls. Iran fired air defense missiles near the central city of Isfahan after spotting drones this morning. The firing raised fears of a possible Israeli strike in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. As per initial media reports, Israeli drones have hit a site in Isfahan province of Iran days after Tehran launched a drone strike on Israel in response to an attack at the Iranian embassy in Syria. However, the Iran's news agency said an explosion was heard at Isfahan airport. Flights in several Iranian cities were briefly suspended. There were also reports of explosions in Syria and Iraq. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow today. The match will start at 7:30 in the evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Punjab Kings by 9 runs in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.